This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
One argument used to prove systemic racism is the extent of racial disparities. On the internet, you will find lots of charts that show differences between black and white that are used to prove racism. One way to respond to these charges is to look at one of the last columns ever written by black economist Thomas Sowell with the provocative title Football and Fallacies. He talks about the reaction from some of the players in the NFL when a black punter took the field. One of the defenders cried out, "Fake!" His reaction was understandable since you never see a black kicker in the NFL. Thomas Sowell put it this way, "I've seen hundreds of black players score touchdowns, but not one kick the point after. I've seen a black president of the United States before I've seen a black kicker in the NFL." Now, he's obviously questioning the assumption that statistical differences between racial groups indicate discrimination. But does that mean there is discrimination among kickers in professional football? Well, not at all. We all know the answer to that question. Owners and coaches will pick the best player regardless of their ethnic background. In fact, they might even take foreign players who can't even speak English if they can kick a football. The lesson here, of course, is that we have been told for decades that statistical differences are automatically a reason to suspect discrimination, whether between races or sexes. He even goes on to remind us that some of the differences in wages between men and women have more to do with different career choices. So let's be honest, some statistical differences do point to discrimination, either overt or subtle. But in most cases, the differences are due to other factors that have nothing to do with discrimination. That's the lesson we can learn from this football story. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.